Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is Harry from Adult DVD. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Canada.
Folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan. It's Tuesday. Welcome.
That's right. You're back.
Oh, finally. Yeah. I'm back. I was in Europe. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. I went to England and Croatia. Two beautiful countries. Hooray. Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited to be back and making the show again. So,
oh, for
hooray.
Sure, for sure. We just heard June Guitar by Alex G. His new record, Headlights, just released on Friday. So check that out. That's just the first track, so you can just dive right in from there off that whole record.
Everyone's making new music. There's music from everybody right
Everybody's
now.
Got new tunes.
It's summer.
It's summer. It's hot. It's sweltering. It's apparently very smoky in Kingston still. I hope you're, you know, breathing deep and getting that all in your lungs as best you can.
Yeah, it's been smoky here too. It's not pleasant.
No,
yeah.
It's not nice.
I think for a while we had the worst air quality in the world, which is cool. So,
wow.
Go us. We win at something. Go Ontario. That's right.
Yeah, we're doing well. Aren't you so happy to be back here?
Exactly. In beautiful Croatia.
Yeah. What body of water is that on?
The Adriatic.
The Adriatic Sea.
Yeah.
Right.
It's so beautiful. And I was thinking about it, and that's probably where the name Adriana comes from.
Probably.
We've been watching The Sopranos, and Adriana's the best, so.
That's
Queen
true.
Adriana. I don't know if she becomes evil later or something, but.
No, she's fine.
She deserves better than Christopher. Everyone knows this.
Don't, no spoilers. I don't know what happens there, but.
Yeah, we're only on season three.
So. Yeah. I heard you said that you had a Croatian taco and that was shredded lettuce, shredded cabbage that was wrapped in like a bigger piece of cabbage. Did you expand on that?
Dean has told this joke like 7+ times. I actually had no cabbage at all while I was in Croatia. I have no idea if it is a widespread food amongst Eastern Europe, but no, I
haven't figured out how to grow that yet.
Had chicken burgers, so yeah. They were fine.
Nice.
I'm not a big seafood lover, so, you know, it was kind of wasted on me when I go to Europe or literally any country on earth, because turns out everyone eats seafood because we live near oceans. So, whoopsie daisies.
Next vacation, I'm taking you to Iowa and you're going to be right at home.
That's right. I probably would enjoy the cuisine. So, here we go.
Speaking of enjoying, I hope you enjoy this next track. Oh, and speaking of cuisine, it's the last dinner party. Look at that.
Wow.
But yeah, this is their brand new single. It's called This Is The Killer Speaking. Here we go. Wendy Williams, The Killer.
And lost beyond a fry up in my spit upon your shit. And if I'd asked for how you'd answered, I'd have gone and seen my father down at Brompton Cemetery. I hope your back is healing from that good old flaying, and your could still stay with me. Wear it with my pride.
Don't look me in the eye when you leave.
Hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard The Lighthouse by Courtyard. Before that, we heard Orange Crush by REM. And right at the top, we heard The Last Dinner Party with their brand spanker of a track. It's called This Is The Killer Speaking.
All bangers.
All bangers.
Wow.
That's exactly right.
Music.
Music. So we're going to do a little punk corner here. First part, good news, Kneecap is no longer under investigation for their Glastonbury set that they performed a couple months ago.
I love that. What was the investigation? Like, they just watched the concert again and they were like,
Yeah, literally. Like, yeah, it was just like Crown prosecutors watching the concert and being like, man, they didn't actually break a law. We can't actually nail them. Yeah. Like, that's literally, they were like, insufficient evidence to provide a realistic prospect of conviction for any offense.
Did they look into their social media history and their texts or something and see if they were going to do a crime? That's just...
Yeah, God even only knows what these people were doing. But yeah, they were up on terror charges for flying a Hezbollah flag.
Oh my goodness. So anyway, now I guess they can go on their tour. I think they're coming to Toronto in the fall. My friend asked me if I wanted to go, and I responded that I don't know if I've ever listened to a full Kneecap song, so I have no idea if I like their genre of music. But I guess I'll have to figure out if I want to go to this concert. Or maybe it already sold out in 5 seconds and everyone loves Kneecap. Who knows?
Who's to say? But so that's a little bit of punk news. But also, there is this Punk in the Park festival in Denver that bands have been pulling out of because the show, like the festival runner, has made huge donations to the Donald Trump campaign.
Oh my goodness. Punk concert? What the heck is happening?
Well, and that's sort of what I wanted to talk about, because like these bands are like, this doesn't align with like the genre's roots or whatever, but like weren't like half of the original punks like literal Nazis?
No, I don't think so. I
just like people
I think
talk.
They had issues with Nazis in the scene. I don't think you could remotely say that half of the bands were Nazis.
I didn't say band, but just like the scene, real large. Mm. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, for punks who are so like anti-authoritarian, they do a lot of scene policing. Mm. There's a lot of what is punk, what isn't punk.
Yeah, but donating to Donald Trump as a punk show.
Well, yeah,
I wouldn't play that show either.
I just think it's funny when they get on high horses about these sorts of things. This is also a big plot point in the Superman film.
Okay.
Who is punk rock? Who is not punk rock? Who can claim to be punk rock?
Gotcha.
Is arguably like the theme of the movie, or at least one of them.
Mm. Have you already talked about the Superman movie?
I did.
On this show?
I did. Okay. Talk about the Superman film, but I didn't play any songs from the Superman film. So we're going to be doing that now, unless we have any other punk things to weigh in on.
I mean, I saw Pup, but I'm going to talk about that a little bit later.
They're coming up for sure. But yeah, Time Heist and Destiny Bond were the two bands that have pulled out of the Denver Punk in the Park Festival. If you were planning on going, maybe rethink that. Mm. Unless you would like that Cheeto in the White House.
Yeah, all our listeners from Denver, Colorado.
Yeah. But no, I'm going to play, this is the song the movie ends on, the Superman film. It's a fun little Iggy Pop song. It's called Punk Rocker. Here we go.
I got both hands off the wheel.
folks. Hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Cross Your Mind by Shelley. Before that, we heard Birds on a Wire by Thunder Queens. And right at the top, we heard Punk Rocker, Iggy Pop, and Teddy Bears.
All good. All good. The Tame Impala album?
Yes.
It's 10 years old.
It's 10 years old.
Which is very exciting.
Yeah.
That was really influential, I feel like, for both of us.
Oh, huge record.
Such a good album. I think it came out when we were, like, in grade 12. So,
yeah.
You know, perfect timing to be the greatest record of all time, which everyone thinks that it is.
It's up there, man. It's really good.
The first time I heard it was at a music festival off of someone's phone, and I was like, now this is music. Mm-hmm. I already liked Tame Impala, but I just hadn't, like, literally listened to the new album yet, and the previous two Tame Impala albums are so good, and I had them both on CD, and then I feel like Currents just, like, was another level of good. Like, it's literally an incredible album.
It's a real good record.
It sort of catapulted them to be, like, even more famous, I feel
100%.
Like. Yeah, the songs did really well.
On themusic.com.au, it's some Australian site, they have a little retrospective on this record where apparently this Parker fella, Kevin Parker, wrote the record specifically because he was annoyed that people weren't dancing to his music.
Oh,
so he's
really?
Like, I'm going to make music people can dance to.
Ah, nice. Yeah, it's so good. Best breakup album of all time.
He sniffs at that, though. Mm. He says that calling it a breakup record is reductive.
Okay, well, but it kind of is. Like, it's about breaking up with people.
Yeah.
I think, like, a lot of it is he was with the singer of Melody's Echo Chamber. I imagine her name is Melody. I don't know a lot about that band, but I think they were together for a long time, and then their breakup was really messy. I don't know much about his current partner, but I think they have a kid now, or are going to have a kid.
Something. I remember their wedding was catered by McDonald's.
I remember. It wasn't catered, but they had they had a bunch of cheeseburgers as their midnight snack. I don't know why I know that fact. That's like the one fact I know about his personal life was that there was Big Macs at his wedding. This was like a news story 5 years ago. Anyway, Currents, no notes, greatest album of all time. It like literally would be in my top three albums ever, I think. It's so good.
There was an Instagram meme that was posted, Tame Impala fans 2008 to 2015 before Currents.
Okay.
And it's just all of these guys, and they're, you know, honking on Jaybirds and participating and all. They're just like debauched,
they're
sort of stoner
ripping
guys.
Bongs, et cetera. Yeah.
And then Tame Impala fans 2015 onwards, and it's just like wine moms smiling. But then Kevin Parker replies, you could remove the word fans and it would probably be more accurate.
Oh, just Tame Impala.
Tame Impala just became a wine mom himself.
Yeah. Oh, I love that for him. That's so great. Well, go Kevin.
Yeah, so good for him.
He's thriving. Yeah. I've loved all the albums since as well. I just think he's one of the most talented musicians working today.
No,
and that's my take. So anyway, happy birthday, Currents. We're going to play some music from it.
Yeah, this is The Moment. Here we go. Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Also on CFRC.ca or whatever radio app, you know, that tickles your fancy. You find us there as well. We just heard Land of Talk 16 asterisk. Is the song. I pronounced that perfectly, okay. And we didn't have to re-record because I'm so good at saying asterisk.
But is that different from the, like, symbol, the asterisk or whatever? Or is that the word for that symbol? You know what? I think I've never really thought about this before. Yeah. I mostly just type out the little symbol. Who has time to say the word?
Yeah.
You know?
Not me.
It's a little star. Why don't we just call it a little star?
I think that's what that translates to. Asterisk is little star.
Do you think?
Yeah. Well, aster is star in Latin.
Is isk little?
I don't know.
Someone who knows Latin, please get back to us.
And then we heard The Balcony, Fruit Bats.
Love Fruit
Bats. Before that. And at the top, Tame Impala, The Moment. The record Currents is 10 years old this week.
So there's been all this reporting still about Hudson's Bay going under.
Yes.
I don't know if you haven't heard.
Bayhem.
That's good. There was, I don't know, some op-eds about whose fault is this? Is it the CEO's fault?
I blame the consumer.
This is just from, like, the little, like, you know when they do a little snippet of an article but you don't click on it?
Yeah, a headline, perhaps.
But not the headline. The little part under the headline.
The subheader?
Yeah. Basically, the senior management of the Bay was like, it's the CEO's fault. But the CFO was like, no. It was so doomed that he allowed us to hold on for longer than another CEO would have. Which, I watched a little YouTube video about it, and I blame that venture capitalist guy that bought it and then sold it for parts. That's just me, but,
That tends to do
we
it.
We can all agree to disagree. But anyway, okay, now there's a bunch of empty Bay stores, and there's new articles being like, what should go in the Bay? Mm-hmm. I think there's like a Chinese billionaire that wants to put some sort of giant stores in them. I forget her name. I feel like Simon's, the Quebec department store, has been popping off lately, so I don't know if they'll do something, but okay, what do you think they should do?
Well,
giant store, prime real estate right downtown in every city.
There's a CTV news article about it specifically for the downtown Toronto one right near the Eden Center.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, such inspiring options as an office tower, a condo, a hotel, perhaps a combination of those things.
That's right.
I don't know. Make it
sky
like
a zone.
Yeah, I was gonna say indoor trampoline park, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I literally was like,
because it's got you got all these levels, you got all these stories.
I'm just like, you could go so hard, like the tram. You could do all those ones that are on an angle, and you fling yourself across the bay. Like, I feel that if our mind melt, like, I'm actually not joking, we did not talk about this before. We just both came up with
it's
that it should be a trampoline gym.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, giant gymnastic center for adults, please.
Yeah,
I think that's my only answer I will be accepting.
Yeah,
like, I don't want anything else
with
to go
a
there.
Hot fudge sundae bar and other fun stuff that could also be at the trampoline palace.
Yeah, okay, big cannons.
Yep.
They load you in, and they, I don't know if it just shoots you to a different trampoline or...
Oh, like sort of like Donkey Kong in his barrels and like your head's poking out.
Yeah, and you have to like aim it perfectly and you get like a treasure chest that's strapped to the wall or something.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Where are we getting all these treasure chests from? Like, are they being replenished daily?
This is all taxpayer funded, obviously.
Yeah.
This is a public good.
That's right. A public great, I would say.
Exactly. Exactly. This is what Mr. Hudson would have wanted.
Yeah.
Who is Hudson?
Henry Hudson.
I don't know.
He was the explorer. Hudson's Bay is named after him because he...
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it just... Is there like a town in England called Hudson? That's
no, Henry
it?
Hudson was a guy.
Ugh. He has like a cartoon name. Any alliterative name to me, that's a superhero.
Yeah, that's a cartoon.
Okay, well... bless up Mr. Hudson. Actually, he's probably evil.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. I don't think you could describe any of the things he did as heroic.
Trampolines, and he's going to roll in his grave at this, which is definitely happening. I will not be taking questions. Like, no other uses.
We've settled this.
Yeah, okay.
So that's great news.
What are we going to hear next?
Up next, we've got... That's such a good question. Oh, yes. Lord Huron, their new record, The Cosmic Selector Volume 1, has also just released. This is a track that I liked from it, so I'll play it for you. It's called Watch Me Go.
I love to watch you leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Hey, yeah.
That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that was
I know the saying.